and welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean.
And it's finally not 8 million degrees in Los Angeles.
No, it's quite nice.
Yeah, it is nice.
We have everything still open, but it's a nice breeze.
It's just like, oh my God, I got in my car the other day and it was 115 degrees because my car had been sitting in the sun all day. And I was like, oh, I wish I was dead.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah, no, we made it through though.
Barely.
Yeah. It's been a fun, hope you guys had a fun Halloween.
Yeah.
You know, we're post Halloween at this point. We are not post Halloween.
No, us recording this, we are not. So we're coming to you from the past.
Right. But, you know, hopefully you had a good Halloween. I guess we could talk about a few movies we watched.
Sure, if you want to.
You know, because I figured, you know, we just kind of talk about some stuff at the beginning here. We had Stan Lee's Comic-Con, LA Comic-Con, whatever the fuck it is they call it.
Yeah, I still call it Kamikaze.
It's Kamikaze, and that happened. That's happening actually, technically, today.
Yes, and yesterday.
And yesterday and Friday, and I didn't bother to go.
No, we didn't go this time.
We seriously considered it because I was like, oh, we should go and just kind of walk around. But then it's like between the price of the tickets and just, you know, the requirement of just spending all that time around with people. And I saw this picture that The Rock took because The Rock was there.
Yes.
You know, for like Jumanji, and he was there to, you know, whack off everybody or whatever. And they showed the crowd, and it looked big.
Yeah.
And it looked like I was like, yeah, you know what? I don't know if I want to deal with this right now.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of glad we didn't go, actually.
I definitely want to go, like, you know, at some point I want to get back into going to some cons again or just going to some events, you know.
Sure.
But I just don't, you know, I just don't really have it right now, you know, don't really feel it's necessary.
Fair enough.
So, took it easy. We went to, let's see, we watched some movies.
Yes.
We watched Splatter University.
Which was way more boring than I expected. There was a lot of nothing happening and then some stabbing. And I was like, no, more stabbing, less nothing.
Yeah, more stabbing, less nothing.
I mean, you promised me splatter you. This was kind of just like drizzle you.
Drizzle you.
Just a couple things. I don't know. It was upsetting. I don't like that. I don't like it when I get all psyched up for a horror movie and then it's just boring.
Yeah, no, that's the problem. It's like there's been a few of these that I've been like finding. I'm like, oh, this is gonna be great. You know, and you watch a trailer and the trailer is, you know, pretty intense. You know, it's got a lot of action in it. And you're just like, all right, well, let's see how this movie goes. And then you watch it, and it's just like a lot of people talking.
Yeah.
And then occasionally
about things that don't matter. Like this one woman was talking, like she was like a teacher. So she was talking about how like she didn't think the dean liked her. And I was like, this has nothing to do with the stabbing.
Well, basically, the premise of the movie is starts out pretty good.
Oh, yeah. There's some dick trauma.
There's a dick trauma going on.
I watched a lot of movies with dick trauma yesterday because I also watched Teeth for the first time.
Yeah.
You did not watch that with me.
No, I did not.
But if you want to see dick trauma, watch Teeth.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You'll see some dick trauma.
You certainly will.
That movie's all about the dick trauma.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But pretty much like this one had to start out with a, you know, it starts off in a mental hospital and they're trying to, they misplace one of their patients.
Yes.
And they're trying to find a patient. They find him and this doctor finds him and he gets stabbed in the dick.
Yes.
The doctor gets stabbed in the dick and then this patient escapes.
And then nothing happens for quite a while.
And then more people get, it's like kind of one of those movies where it's like a bunch of nothing happens. You get a bunch of like people that are going to college. Like they're going. It's like a Catholic college.
Yeah.
It's like a. I want to say. I'm thinking Notre Dame, but way 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 worse.
Yeah. Isn't Loyola Marymount down the street? Isn't that a Catholic college?
I think so.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of them. It's a very low rent version of a Catholic college, even though none of the students are. You know, it just looks like a community college.
Yeah.
Doesn't really feel like there's anything other than there's just like there's priests that work there.
I feel like if you have a horror movie, you have to throw in a priest.
Yeah, why not? They're
just like, you know what, we need a priest. Therefore this is a horror movie.
Because if you're messing with God.
And you're messing with the devil.
You're messing with the devil.
You gotta throw, you know,
you gotta get a priest in there. Because then the stakes are higher.
Exactly.
Because you're like, oh man, that priest better not get it. Oh no, he got it.
Yeah.
And
nobody calls the friendly reverend who like sings his way through services. Nobody calls that guy. They call the serious priest.
No, they're called the Serious Priest, and he's, you know, he's seen some shit.
Yeah.
They would never talk to any of the priests that I worked with when I was a Catholic man.
I don't know. Did you have some serious priests?
No, we didn't have any. Remember, you've met a few of the priests. You met Big Priest.
Big Priest. Yeah, whatever.
Big jovial priest. And then he's deceased, I believe. But the one priest that I used to know, and he, for some reason, he decided to be like, hey, you look like you know,
Father Jerk.
Father Jerk. I didn't want to call him Father Jerk because he passed away.
It doesn't matter. He was still a jerk when he told you you looked fat.
He's like, hey, how's it going? Hey, fat. All right, I'll see you later.
You had cancer.
I did.
They tell you to eat all the ice cream when you have cancer. They literally tell you to eat ice cream because you need calories.
He was also kind of like weird in a way that he did the thing where he was like, sexy priest?
Not sexy priest, but like,
hey, I'm a handsome priest, right? And he would do that in the middle of like his sermons to try to get like the women, the older women to go, you know? I don't know. It was just weird. He would kind of like pause for like, he was like, oh, you know, sometimes men could be handsome, like priests or whatever. He would throw it in like his thing.
I really think they should allow priests to marry and fuck.
Let them have some fun.
Also, nuns. They should be allowed to get married. I don't understand why Catholicism's like, no. But all other, like rabbis can get married.
Yeah.
Like, reverends can get married.
All the other.
Everybody else gets married. Why, like, you can marry a preacher. You can be a preacher's daughter. I mean, you can be a
priest. The preacher's wife. They made a movie about it. Sorry, Whitney Houston.
They're things.
They never had the priest's wife.
I mean,
unless if you're watching that movie from last time we talked about the husband priest.
Husband priest. And I'm just like, why can't they get married? Why can't there be any fucking? Why not? Why?
So.
Why?
But anyway, so anyways, there's a priest that basically what that ends up happening is like the priest, the guy that the nut. Should I just go ahead and spoil it? I don't think it matters, does it?
No one's going to watch this movie.
So the crazy patient that escaped earlier
He's been impersonating a priest in a wheelchair for 2 years.
For 2 years. And everybody was like, oh, yeah, you're in charge.
And then he was just like, you know what I like to do? Kill. And he just starts killing again.
Just starts killing, and he starts...
And he kills the heroine of the movie. Like, our main character, he kills her, and she's literally dead. And you're like, wait, what?
Yeah, I know.
We've been following this woman. No, she's dead. Okay.
She gets stabbed in the back, and it just happens, like, some guy who I think is a handsome teacher goes, oh, I guess I found you. And then he goes to find the priest sitting in his office cleaning off...
Blood.
And he's like, oh, something happened. And he's like, and then he looks at the, like, a...
Well, because he kept his knife inside of a crucifix.
Oh, really? I miss that.
You missed that part where he like takes the crucifix out and he grabs the top of it and it becomes a knife.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do they sell those at Catholic supply stores?
I don't know, but they should because we would have like all of them.
I know. I'd be like, I'm collecting those crucifix knives.
We're going to have one per room. Are you kidding? That's fucking cool.
Wow, you're really Catholic. Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'm also prepared.
Waiting for the zombie apocalypse.
When shit goes down, I'm grabbing all my crucifixes. They're like, no.
So many crucifixes.
Like, we don't need Jesus. Like, you don't understand.
Because you never know. It could be a vampire or just somebody who wants to kill you, regardless your cover.
I like that. Maybe you should dip it in some garlic salt.
Exactly. Well, you got your crucifix, you know, the back evil demon, or if you're like, oh, wait, you're not a vampire, then you take the top off and you stab the guy.
Wait, you're not a vampire?
Yeah. Oh, wait, no, I have a knife. Don't worry.
Don't worry. I can. It's like, that don't work on me. He's like, how about this?
I'm just human. Stab.
He gets caught, and then like basically he gets arrested off screen, and he's in a mental institution, and everybody just goes,
that was a movie.
That was weird. They go, that was weird that he impersonated a priest for 2 years. And the last line of the movie is like some guy being like, it's like, don't these schools check the references? It's like, they will now. And that's it. That's how the movie ends.
Uh-huh.
With a clerical prognostication.
Yes. And what was the other one we watched?
We watched Night Rage.
No, there was another
Blood
one.
Blood Rage.
Wait, no, there was another one, wasn't there?
Well, that was
there?
Witchcraft.
Yes.
But you watched that you slept. I ended up watching that.
Oh, okay. Blood Rage is the one where it was like the twins?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, then we watched one where there was like twins killing. Like one twin decided to just like, when he was a kid, they were at a drive-in movie theater and his mom was like fucking in the front seat, which that was weird.
Yeah.
And so then the kid was like, oh, I know, I'll take this random axe and go literally like axe a dude in the face. Which was pretty cool. I gotta say, that was a great death. That guy got axed. It was fucking...
Basically what happens is they're at the drive-in.
Yeah. This two kid, twins in the back.
Two twins are in the back. And they're
like 11 or something.
They're like 11, 12 or whatever. Kid's mom is getting fresh in the front seat. They go, hey, you know, when he turns to his brothers, hey, let's get out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
He gets out. One brother picks up an axe, goes and looks into another car where a kid's fucking.
Yeah.
Where a teenager's fucking. And then he starts axing... The guy looks up and he's like, hey, get out of here. Trying to pork in this move, you know, in this drive-in. And the kid axes this dude to death.
Yeah, which actually was great.
It was pretty, that's a pretty gruesome death. And then he just goes, he hands the axe to his brother and pours blood on his face. And he goes, my brother did it. And everybody's like, okay.
Yeah, they're like, I guess he did. And then so they put the other brother in an institution for 10 years.
Yeah.
And the mom is just like, my other son is evil. The one in the institution is bad. He is terrible. But he starts saying things like, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. It was my brother. And so then he escapes. And as he starts, and then people start dying. So, you're not sure which one it is.
Oh, no, it's pretty obvious from the beginning.
Is it?
I think so.
Oh, okay. Well, the other brother just starts, stabbing people with a machete. Actually stabbed somebody in the eye, in the mouth, which one was that?
No, that was the first movie.
That was when great.
The Julie Klausner lookalike got it.
Oh, that's right. She got stabbed in the mouth. She
opened a door and they went, ah!
Yeah. So he's machetes people and there's a baby that somebody holds really close to a pool and I got very upset.
I know, I don't like it. Here's
I
the
was
thing.
Like, what are you,
if you
doing?
If you want to disturb me in your movie,
hold a baby too close to a pool.
Just have somebody hold a crying baby while people are doing shit.
Yeah, where
just...
you know there's a murderer with a knife. Like that, nothing upsets me more. Like, that's why I got up so upset because everybody's dead. We're at the end. We still haven't apprehended the guy who's killing, and that girl is holding a baby, and she sits on the side of the pool holding a baby, and I was like, oh my god, is this baby gonna die? I was really upset.
Yeah,
upset. I was like, no, the baby doesn't die, so don't worry about it. I was really worried he was gonna come up from behind and stab her, and she's gonna drop the baby in the water.
Yeah, no, we don't need it. Yeah, I don't think...
I was very upset.
I'm not ready for that in the 80s.
No,
I'm not ready. I'm not ready for baby drama, guys.
No. So that was upsetting. But then the mom kills the brother who's been killing, and then she realizes it's the one that she thought was good, and then she kills herself, and that's the end of the movie.
Stupid ending.
It's a dumb ending. However, it was really funny because she's been trying, that mother spent 75% of her scenes calling people on the phone.
She finds a son is rushing out, and so instead of just going over to where her husband or her fiance is the building owner, and he got murdered by the crazy son,
right? Not he gets his hand chopped clean off.
He gets his hand chopped while holding a beer, and then and the hand still kind of goes, beer, which is kind of weird. And then he gets murdered, and then the mother is just sitting there the whole time, just she's basically there's just a scene where it's 5 minutes of her calling an operator and being can you please call my boyfriend, and then they say the number's been disconnected, and they're like, no. And she just cries, and she talks about the pumpkin pie that she gave her institutionalized son in the first scene, which he threw against a wall. Oh my god.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. And so finally she's like, I'm just gonna walk over the 25 feet to wherever the boyfriend is to see why won't he answer the phone? And she walks in and it's from behind. So you see him totally dead in his chair.
But he's kind of sitting, he's kind of posed, we see him all bloody, but he's kind of posed like he's just sleeping with his hand on his chin desk.
And she's just from the back. She's like, why didn't you answer the phone? Why aren't you answering the phone? And she's like, and he's all dead and bloody. That was actually funny.
Well, then she knocks him over, and then his head splits open. We see brains.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And she's like, oh, no. But then she dies at the end. Doesn't matter.
Well, the mother doesn't die. Oh, that's
right. Yeah, she kills herself.
Oh, that's right. She kills herself because she's a shitty mom.
Yeah, she's a horrible mom. And she only loves one son.
She only loves the one son that murders everybody because she consistently will not believe that the other son could do anything, even though that other son is a fucking sadist.
Yeah. And then when she realizes the institutionalized son is the good one, she can't take it and kills herself.
Ugh.
Yep.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's a terrible movie.
Mm-mm.
And that one was better than the first one.
Well, that
one,
was definitely better. There's definitely more blood and more...
More stabbing. That was funny, though, because one of them, the killer son, walks up to some dude who's smoking a joint. He's like, oh, hey, man, oh, sorry, I just need to calm down. You want a hit? And he's like, yeah, man, I'll take a hit. The whole time, he's got a machete behind his back.
He said behind his left hand, and he goes, yeah, I heard the other guy, they're saying that maybe, like, the other kid might, you know what they're saying now is that maybe the other son killed instead of his son? Isn't that weird? And he's like, no, he did kill him, and he just
stabs him.
He gets stabbed.
And then he takes another puff of the joint, and he walks away.
And the thing is, like, it's kind of taking place in, like, an Oakwoods Apartments kind of thing, where it's, like, very, like, closed gate, closed community.
Yeah.
And you would think that there's more people that, I mean, it's Thanksgiving, so maybe a lot of people aren't there, which, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Ruining Thanksgiving, that would piss me off.
Yeah, if somebody started killing on Thanksgiving, Sean would not tolerate this shit.
Because here's the thing that really upsets me in this movie, not even more so than the baby, is in the beginning, the mother announces, hey, I'm getting married to this guy. And then she gets a phone call and says, oh, your son's escaped. And she calls the other son in and she goes, hey, don't say anything, but this is happening. So let's just have Thanksgiving because Thanksgiving is awesome.
Right. Because the turkey's on the fucking table right now.
Literally all the food's on the table. And the son goes, the shitty son goes and sits down. And he goes, hey, my nutball son. He goes, hey, you're going to meet all the family because my crazy brother just released. Anyways, pass the green beans.
Yeah.
And the mother, and the poor mother just can't enjoy Thanksgiving.
No.
She's just going to sit there and just pick out a fucking biscuit because now she's been traumatized. I mean, come on. That upsets me.
I know.
Because that's a Thanksgiving plate, not gone eaten.
I know. Thanksgiving is your favorite holiday.
Oh, God damn it. Yes, it is.
I know. You can't wait for Thanksgiving, in which I usually cook all day long.
I help.
I know. No, I'm not saying you don't. You do help. Yes, you do.
I help.
I appreciate it. And I always cook.
Yeah.
Which I don't mind, but.
Then I watched Witchcraft.
Yeah, I fell asleep during that. I kind of figured I was going to, but honest to God, I woke up about 4 times, and every time I woke up, someone was fucking. I was like, is this just a fucking softcore porno? What is happening?
It was pretty much like a softcore porno.
I would, like, open my eyes, and I'd look, and I'd be like, is this the same scene? Because it was just, like, always, like, tits and just somebody fucking, and I was like, whatever. And I would just, like, roll over and go back to bed. Sometimes I'd make a comment or two, and then I would go back to bed.
Yeah, you'd be like, titties. Sleep. Yeah.
And then I would just be like, close eyes and go back to bed.
Well, that's because it was a dumb movie because basically, the couple from the beginning, like, they meet some guy in the woods who's like a Satan magician, and basically he goes into a club and, like, everybody's there that they're big fans of his, and they're all like, hey, I'm gonna take all your souls and shit. And then, he's like, but I need more souls. So he sends this girl out to, go and, like, find the dude that, this other dude, that the main dude, and she ends up, like, every time she has sex with him, he becomes powerful to go out and do the Satan bidding, because he's like,
okay.
That's the thing, because she would have to, because they got, like a reverend to come in, he was like a sexy reverend, because then later he has sex, which is kind of weird. I didn't understand
reverends
that.
Reverends can fuck.
We're right, but, like, he's just like, hey, I'm a powerful reverend, and he's, like, got a secretary, and he's like, hey, let's bone. And she's like, oh, my God, this is great. And it's kind of weird.
Are they the people in the limo?
Yeah, they're in a limo. They end up, like, poor. And it's kind of...
I kind of figured they were going to fuck.
But you know what it is? Can I kind of say something? Look.
About fucking?
About, like, movie fucking.
Oh, okay.
Like, it takes me out of it when, like, the dude kind of looks like... Like, if you have, like, if Gene Hackman starts fucking in a... I mean, look, I don't know. I shouldn't say Gene Hackman. I feel bad because he's a really good actor. Maybe I'd like it. I don't know.
Are you anti-fucking when the guy looks weird or, like...
Yeah, like, I want the men to be attractive.
Welcome to being a woman. We all do, but they rarely are. You've seen porno. You've seen Ron Jeremy, right?
I know. I don't watch Ron Jeremy pornos.
I know, but you've seen him.
I know. I've seen him. I
imagine what it would be like to be somebody who is interested in penises, and the only thing that you have to look at is attached to Ron Jeremy.
Uh huh.
Ew. But you really want to see a penis.
But it's attached to the hedgehog.
But it's attached to that guy. You're like, oh, no, none of this is good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, so, welcome to being a woman. You rarely see, like, super hot dudes.
I'm not saying I need to have the hot dude. It's just, like, I just want to be like, hey, I want to see attractive people have sex in a movie.
Yeah, no.
That's cool. That's the whole
point. It's
usually
really hot chick and dude who looks like he got hit by a car. Just... He's like, I'm really gross, but my dick is big. And you're like, oh, okay. Well,
it's not even a porno. It's just like some guy or just like some actor is like, I get the fuck of this. I'm like, ugh, get out of here, man. Just give me a decent looking dude, at least, you know?
That's why The Tudors is so good. At least you get to watch Henry Cavill.
Oh, was it Jonathan Rhys Meyers? He's doing it too.
Yeah, Jonathan Rhys Meyers is weird, but that's fine. I'll watch it for Henry Cavill having sex. Also, Henry Cavill getting really old in that movie, but they just put flour in his hair. We're in that TV show.
Was it The Tudors?
It's The Tudors, yeah, because he plays like some guy, and you're supposed to like watch them through their entire lives, but they just like, at the very end when he dies, he's supposed to have gray hair, but it's just Henry Cavill with flour in his hair.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, they didn't even and try.
You're like, oh, 26-year-old Henry Cavill, so old.
Yeah, he's kind of a baby in that movie.
He really is. He's really young.
And he's like, I'm old now. I'm like, no, you're not.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
Probably the funniest, most unintentionally hilarious death.
Maybe his mustache in Justice League will get old.
Oh, it's gonna have flour in it.
It'll just some like later on some scene. He's like, I'm old now.
I'm old Superman now.
I'm old. He just comes back and like, you know, like that's when Alfred's like, oh, glad you're here. He's like, I'm old Superman now. Look at my mustache.
That's what happens when you die.
Yeah. Yeah, I could talk more about witchcraft, but there's really nothing else to say other than just, like, the Satan.
Fucking.
You want to know a weird sex situation they have in this movie?
Yes.
So, the main dude, the main good guy, he gets the sexy Satan girl comes in and has sex with him, and he goes out and, like, collects souls for the main bad guy, right? Because he gets powered up through sex, right? And then, but to combat that, the reverend brings in like a voodoo exorcist woman to like put a bunch of candles around him and say he can't leave those candles because, you know, that's what's keeping the Satan away.
Okay.
But then like his, you know, this girl's, this guy, the lead guy's girlfriend that he's been with this whole time is like, hey, let's, you know, she's like, you know, she's taking care of him and stuff. You're trying to, she's really worried about him. And then she's there and he's like, she's like, well, how are you feeling? And he's like, I guess I'm feeling good. Can I go take a shower? And she's like, you know, I got other things. And she's like, I guess. And then they go down in the house, which apparently their shower is like in a dungeon basement.
Ew.
And they have dungeon basement shower sex. And then, but then he gets like,
how does that work? Like,
oh, it looks great, I guess.
No,
you know?
I mean, like, how does it work? Are they like, they have to hold on to like old rocks or something? Or,
well, they're holding on to rocks and they're, you know, they're on, you know, yeah, there's some rock holding and there's, you know, there's a lot of moving around and, you know, but the water, I don't even know where the water's coming from. Like, they just go and just like grab some things in the air and water starts coming down. And I'm like, why is your shower like that?
Why is your shower in the dungeon?
Like, I know, it's like, just go in the bathroom. Where you have maybe, all the other toiletries, like your, you know, like ear Q-tips and shit.
Maybe that their bathroom is in the dungeon. That's it. It's just downstairs.
I don't know.
It's really shittily retrofitted.
I guess so. I don't know.
They
I didn't
like
it.
This was around before plumbing. We'll just put it where the potato cellar used to be.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a, you know, hot sex scene, but like, I was like confused about the shower.
Sean, you're like, I'm trying to get into it, but I can't because of the shower, the location of the actual shower.
I'd be a horrible movie executive for like just shit movies. But like, hey man, look at this hot shower scene. Yeah, but like, how does the shower work? I don't know if I like it. You're fired from Hot Moon Productions, whatever.
Hot
circa
moon.
1993, Sean, with his L.A. ponytail and mustache. He definitely has the L.A. 1993 Sean definitely has the 1998 Sean mustache.
Oh, I'm sure. And he's had it for years.
And he's had it for a long time, and he's not getting rid of it anytime soon.
Nope.
It's we're keeping that around at least through the new millennium, well into the new millennium.
Yeah, sounds so right.
All right. I guess we should take a break and come back. We'll talk about our book for the week.
You've heard the myths. Sagas. You've read the comics. You've seen the films. Now you can experience the adventures of Thor, Hercules, and more in a completely new way.
Ere the battle be resolved, let the Thunder God prevail.
Thor will crumble under my power, the power of Loki.
I am the will and the way. I am All Father, and none shall say me nay.
Donald Blake, have you forgotten that we have a dinner date tonight?
Join me, Tom Harris, almost every Thursday for Radio Free Asgard. Every episode, we take a look at a new chapter in the lives of your favorite mythological heroes, from the Iron Age of Europe through the Bronze Age of comics, the Marvel movies, and beyond. All that, and silly voices, too. Come join us at RadioFreeAsgard.com.
And we're back here in Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is Silver Surfer, number 11, from May 1988. And, sir, I think our second Silver Surfer we've done.
Mm-hmm.
This is from the third series that started in the 87. So, you know, we've done one of these before. But, yeah, I figured we'd bust this out. We have on the cover, we have what appears to be a fight that's
a melee.
Good word, melee.
Yeah,
it's a melee. It looks like it's going on in like a Goodwill, because there's all kind sorts of like a lot of.
It's a Halloween melee, is what it looks like. Everybody looks like they're in costume.
Everybody looks in their costume. There are all these really like. It looks like a lot of like the way that all these aliens are clothed, including Surfer and Nova here. Like there just looks like it looks like they're just wearing like clothes they just grabbed off the rack at like a costume store, Goodwill.
Mean, look at Silver Surfer's boots.
Yeah, I know. That's a choice.
That is a choice. Those are like bell bottom boots.
Well, there's a lot of like superhero boots where they have like the big cuff, you know, boots. But that one, those are super.
That's a lot of cuff.
That's a lot
he
of cuff.
He looks like he has bell feet.
Certainly does.
Yeah.
So there's a melee. He and Surfer and Nova is in the center of it. I actually kind of noticed Nova, like.
She's burning her cheap costume.
She's burning her cheap clothes off.
Yeah,
you know?
She is.
She's got one boob out and stuff. And,
yeah, yeah.
Because she normally, I mean, she's just on fire and she's all shiny and stuff like that. But, you know, in this case, which I don't know how, I mean, I can see how Surfer can wear the clothes, but I don't know how she would, considering she's constantly burning
fires. Yeah, she's on fire.
Yeah, so.
Maybe we should get, like, totally ripped, both of us, and then we could be Nova and Silver Surfer.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, you could be Silver and I'll like, have fake fire.
Nice.
We'll have to wear like bathing suits.
I
don't know, but
we gotta get on some gas.
Yeah, we gotta get ripped.
We gotta start doing some stuff.
Yeah.
We gotta start working on that like now.
Yeah.
Like today. Like we have to throw
in,
all of our food.
In 4 years.
In 4 years.
We'll be ready.
Guys, we're ripped.
So much in shape.
That's right. So the story is called Nova.
There's some narration boxing about the coal sack.
Coal sack.
Yeah. Coal sack.
Yeah, apparently they're
which is apparently like a gross cloud of gross in space.
It's like space cancer cloud or something
it's
to
a
that
sack.
Effect. Yeah.
So Nova and Surfer are fighting some pirates, some space pirates, and they're bickering because apparently that's all they do.
Yeah, no, they're both herald or former heralds of Galactus or Galactus adjacent.
I think she still is.
She technically still is,
and
yes.
He was.
Yeah. See, here's the thing about Surfer that I don't understand about him is that, and maybe I just think, maybe this is something that I'd have to do more research on, obviously, and pay more attention to, but, you know, he was determined, Silver Surfer was told by Galactus that he can't leave Earth because he betrayed him. He basically said, you can't eat, you know, Surfer was like, you can't eat Earth, and the Fantastic Four helped him stop it, and that kept Surfer on Earth.
Yeah.
And then he eventually was able to get out, and I think he went back to work for Silver Galactus. I'm not sure. Really confused. His history is kind of confusing to me. And I know, but I know that definitely. And I forgot how Nova gets into the mix.
She's an Earthling.
She's an Earthling. Yeah, she's like some chick that like lived in Venice.
But I feel like Surfer became a herald in order to save his planet from Galactus. She seemed to have just wanted to be a herald. From what they're talking about here, this is what I'm gathering.
Yeah, like there's some reason.
And I'm not sure if she was just like, yeah, cool, or like why she would even come into contact with him.
Well, that was
like
kind of one of those things where
is.
It was something where like I think she somehow accidentally came in contact with him, and she was like, you know, I'm bored with my life. Can I like do this job?
Yeah, and he's can like, I help you eat planets? And he's like, sure. And she's like, neat. And then that's how she became Nova.
Yeah. You know, and so basically, you know, they're bickering about, you know, it's like, well, you're the one that works for him. And she's like, he's like, you know, or it's like, she's like, I can't help it that I work for him after you did. And he's like, I didn't want to work for him.
Yeah, there's a lot of like bickering, and like Nova seems to be like, hey, this thing. And Silver Surfer's like, I am aware of it because I am centuries old. And she's like, you know what? Shut up.
Is he centuries old?
That's what she says. Like, it's not my fault I came to work for him centuries after you. She does say that at
a
one
few
point.
Yeah, a few centuries. Yeah.
So he has to be centuries old at this point. And he's just like, I've seen everything. And she's like, shut up. And so they just like bicker, and he just treats her like a child, basically.
Yeah. Well, and she's like technically way younger than he is anyways.
Well, she is not centuries old. And they defeat the space pirates, and the space pirates like run off back into the coal sack.
So they're in the coal sack.
So she wants to run after them. She wants to go into the coal sack. And he's like, wait a second. Like, that's not a good idea because it's like full of like primordial chemicals and stuff. And it's hard to get lost in it. Basically, it's like, what's that sea here on Earth with all that seaweed? So he mentions it.
Yeah. Well, she says, it sounds like a Sargasso Sea we had here on Earth choked with seaweed. And it's like, yeah. And the pirates hide there. And she's like, well, we should go after them. And then they just find like a dead rat humanoid and this floating
rat
in
pirate.
Space.
And she's like, wow, it looks like a rat. And Silver Surfer goes like, yup. And she's like, you know, fuck you. just because you are over everything, don't like fucking harsh my excitement.
I know. She's trying to, he's like, I've seen everything. And she's like, that doesn't mean that she can't see it. He's mansplaining space to
her. Yeah, he's really being a dick.
Which is kind of par for the Surfer. The Surfer's kind of a dick.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, you spend your whole centuries of life.
I mean, he did sacrifice his. Normal existence to give up, you know, to save his planet and go around and help a giant man with a weird helmet, you know, eat planets.
Yeah.
So they're like, well, you know, we can get our asses kicked, I guess, here, you know, in this coal sack, but
they decide to like follow. But then he like has like a flashback to a time when they went to talk to one of the Kree.
Yeah, the Contemplator. They go to talk to the Contemplator, and the Contemplator
about something. I don't really remember what they were talking to her about. It's like, hey, they're looking for something, somebody.
Yeah, they're looking for some like scroll shit because, you know, the Kree
hate
the
scroll. Yeah, he's not here, so you can leave now.
Yeah.
And that's about it. That's really all that comes to. Oh, yeah, they're like, look for this guy in the coal sack. So he's like, oh, that's right. Maybe we should go into the coal sack. What a good idea.
For what reason, though? You know, because Nova's there. Nova's like, I gotta like go help find planets. And they're like, well,
yeah, where is Galactus right now?
I don't know. Maybe having a snack?
How does Galactus work? Does he just like eat one planet and then be like, I need the next planet?
Yeah, no, that's literally what he does. Like, he just sits around, he gets on this big, you know, he has a big ship, and he just sits on his ship and he goes, you know what? I'm really hungry. And I had a planet like a couple months ago.
Well, see, that's the thing. That's what I'm asking. Is it like a two squares a day type of thing? Or is it like I eat one planet and then like in 4 months come back, I need another one?
Four space months. I don't know.
He has to wait 3 hours before eating another planet.
Oh, do you think he can only wait? He has to wait an hour before swimming in a space pool?
Yeah,
after eating a planet.
Yeah, I think it's probably might be a little bit longer than an hour, depending on the size of a planet. Like if you get like a dwarf planet like Pluto, maybe you only have to wait like a half a space hour.
What do you think Galactus' Thanksgiving is like? Is that like three planets?
Yeah, it's like a Jupiter-sized planet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope he doesn't have a crazy son or brother that will ruin it.
Probably.
Which actually would be kind of funny.
Do you think he gets like the Galactus family around like the Jupiter planet and they're like, oh man, let's give thanks. And they're like,
well, I don't know how they would eat the Jupiter planet because Jupiter's made out of gas except for those aliens that are in the core that I learned about many years ago.
There's no...
Well, they're just kind of like... Still,
it's
like,
just... I don't think there's any... Like, there's no... core, right? It's just gas.
I don't know.
Is there any actual surface on Jupiter?
I don't know.
Or is it just like insanely...
Can it be a planet if it doesn't have a surface?
Well, it's a planet.
Well, right.
I don't know. Does it have a rocky crust? I don't actually know.
Does it have a flaky crust?
Good question. Does Jupiter have a flaky crust?
Flaky crust.
This is a really good question. I don't know the answer to this question.
Pillsbury Jupiter planet.
Yeah, because they're like, well, like Earth is a rocky planet, but gas.
Mars has got rocks.
Yeah, but what about the gas giants? Do they have rocks?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
That's where those animals live, probably, in the rocky, in the flaky crust.
What, your weird...
My weird...
That don't exist?
I believe they exist.
They don't exist.
I was told back in 1987 by a buffalo astrologer that they exist.
Astrologer or astronomist?
Astronomist. Yeah, astrologer is something different. Yeah, it was fucking Miss Cleo.
That's a Madame Xanadu type.
Madame Xanadu told me that aliens exist on Jupiter, and I'm going to believe her. Oh, young Sean, you were an idiot. So I guess they're into the cul-de-sac.
They go into the cul-de-sac, and they're trying to get through, but Nova gets, like, I don't know, attacked.
Yeah, she gets attacked. She starts making a Brer Rabbit reference.
Yeah, and she, like, burns it, and then she's like, there's got to be a way through. So Silver Surfer's like, oh, I can look at radio waves with my vision.
Yeah, because Surfer could pretty much do everything.
So they find that there is a way through.
Yeah, he tracks them through.
So they change their vision and they follow this, like, basically a stream.
I kind of like that. Surfer would be really good on Earth in, like, our fucking, crime scene investigation.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Just have him come in and be like, yeah, there's blood over there. There's sperm over there.
Yeah.
You know,
could he zoom in to, like, grainy footage and be like, oh, I can make out that thing that's impossible to make out.
Yeah. He'd be
but
like,
TV can make it out, but, like, in real life, it never works.
CSI Silver Surfer. I'm down with that.
I'd watch it.
Let's do that. Let's make that happen.
Sure.
So they're like, well, the pirates are humanoids. And the Skrulls are like reptiles.
Oh yeah, they're like, why are so many creatures in this universe humanoid? I don't know, they just are.
That's a good question. Why are they humanoid?
I don't know. She said, like, she brings that up. She's like, I guess evolution favors like four limbs and five fingers or whatever.
Yeah, this makes sense. I mean, the body showed me uses for bodies never really known before.
Oh yeah, that's when Silver Surfer starts thinking about the time he fucked.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, he talked about because he's talking about Mantis. He's like, yeah, I think even Mantis did it.
Oh, I'm assuming. Because he's like, she showed me uses for a body that I had never had thought about. And I'm like,
she showed me uses for his bump, his silver bump.
He's definitely got a silver bump.
So they find their way through.
How does Silver Surfer fuck?
He does. I mean, well, at one point he did, but maybe when, he became Silver Surfer, he didn't need anything once he became Silver Surfer. Because he was just sustaining the cosmic energy. Covers everything.
Including fucking?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, maybe it makes him a fleshlight. I don't know. I mean, he's not like Green Lantern, though. That's a thing.
Yeah, I don't know how
he can't make constructs of things and be like, oh.
Yeah, I don't know how it works.
Yeah.
Do you think Green Lantern has fucked a construct before?
That's a good question.
I mean, the answer has to be yes, right?
But his constructs are just made of hard light.
Yeah, but if they can be used as shields,
and
right?
They can also be used, he also makes them, he can make them as like things to catch people in.
Right. So couldn't he make a construct woman or whatever? Construct fist? Construct whatever?
Construct fist.
A construct fleshlight? Whatever he's into.
He can make whatever, yeah.
I mean,
that's a really good question. And so, the question, and also, has Quasar done the same thing?
I think you'd have to, right?
Oh, no.
I mean, if you had the ability to, like, make anything... Wouldn't you make a...
Would you try it at least once?
Wouldn't you? You would have to, right?
Yeah.
At least once to be like, and here's my green vagina.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going to try to have sex with it.
Green Lantern goes into a hustler store. He's like, I got one of those.
Yeah, do you think he's ever just been, like, laying in bed? Just any of them, like Guy Gardner?
Well, Guy Gardner definitely. You know what? I think we already answered our question. Guy Gardner has definitely...
He's had to have, right?
100%.
He's Guy Gardner. He has a sleaze bag.
Guy Gardner has done it all.
Yeah.
Those constructs have gone everywhere. The Guardians are not happy.
Right? They're like, we didn't invent it for that use. And you're like, did you think it all the way through?
He's like, did you know? You knew I was going to do this, right? I'm Guy Gardner.
Everyone has to have done it.
Look at my hair.
Yeah.
I look like a fucking weird-ass latchkey kid for some reason.
I mean... Yeah, he has that, like, gross apartment full of, like, old beer cans. You know he's been like, if I jerk myself off with a construct, it'll feel like someone else is doing it. It's like giving yourself a sleeper or whatever.
I'm surprised that hasn't happened where, like, you know, like, somebody's come to, like, you know, like, on the satellite or something, you know.
Like, why is it strangely green underneath that door?
Is Guy jerking off with one of his constructs again?
The answer would have to be yes.
Oh, 100%.
All right, well, we've answered our question then.
Yeah, we've talked about this a lot. so they find this port, and then they're going around and...
Yeah, they find the port where they think the pirates are and they're like, okay, well, let's blend in. So let's just steal some clothes.
I for like this, like, so she's like, hey, I'm glad to see the pirates are all about... They don't care about discrimination. They don't discriminate against race or creed or sex. I think that's what it is. And she's like, I could blend in just as another woman if I can get some clothes. And then Surfer's like, I'll blend in as too, as a man, of course. Of course. I'm like,
yeah, we got it.
Yeah, we get it.
Yeah, we get it. You didn't have to bring that up.
I'm a man.
Thanks. Mm. So they steal some clothes and Silver Surfer basically just like, looks like a creep who's gonna flash somebody.
Yeah,
he's wearing like a hat and a trench coat.
Yeah, he looks like a Paddington Bear.
Yeah, you know he's gonna be like, hey, look at my non-existent penis. And she's wearing like some sort of like pirate gear.
Which she's got like a turban on to hide her hair. Yeah, she looks pretty awesome.
Yeah, she looks cool. And so off they go.
Although her one boot is much taller than the other. Did you notice that?
Yes.
Which I don't understand why.
Yeah. So off they go, and I'm not sure why they split up. So she's just wandering around thinking about Galactus, and I think she kind of loves him.
Yeah. Well, she did for her. I think she likes being a herald.
Sure. And so she runs into some creepy dude who's just like, hey, foxy lady.
I do like she just walks by this random elephant man.
Yeah. And he's just like, hey, sexy, want to come to this party? And she's like, no. And he's like, no, come to the party. And she's like, oh, I already have a date. And he's like, but our whoever's throwing the party doesn't have man friends. And she's like, all right, well, just tell me where it's going to be. Maybe I'll show up later. So that happens. And then we cut to, now is this, where is this?
You know what? I'm confused because.
This is what confused me because I don't think this is actually Surfer.
No, this isn't Surfer. It's
So we're on a ship, I think?
He's on a Scree ship, a Cree, or where is he? No, he's on a Cree ship. Yeah.
Right.
And that the Kree's like, hey, you're no longer an enemy. And
Silver's like, hey, it's me, Silver Surfer. And he's like, man.
He doesn't say anything. He just blows everybody up.
I know, but they're like, hey, Surfer, how's it going? We're friends now. And then he doesn't say anything, and he just, like, kills everybody.
Yeah.
And then he flies away. And so, obviously, it's not actually Silver Surfer, because Silver Surfer is here on this planet, not on the ship, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what I was trying to wonder, if he, like, went off to, like, a building, or if it's a ship.
No, it's a Kree ship, and they basically is okay. Just, you know, it's a
It's not him.
Not him.
So then they go to the party, or they're going to go to the party, and Silver Surfer finally meets up with Nova, and Silver Surfer now looks like a pirate fireman.
Yes, he does.
He was just like, I found two costumes and I put them together because on top I am a fireman and on the bottom I am a pirate.
But you know what? He found, two men were fighting each other and one died, so he took his clothes. Yeah.
He's like, he no longer needed these. And you're like, accurate. Also disgusting, but yes.
I've decided to let my sense of wonder have its day. Yeah, sure you did. I'm a pirate and I'm a fireman.
He's like every little kid. He's like, I want to be all the things.
I'm an astronaut. Look at me. I'm Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah. And so he's like, wow, that's great.
She talks about Mantis too for a second.
She's like,
here.
Hey, what about Mantis? Did you have sexy sex with her? And he's just like,
because it says here, it goes, there you go. I didn't think you were as stiff as I had always heard. Somebody had to have loosened you up. And she's like, was it that woman you mentioned, wasn't it, Mantis? He's like, oh, I don't want to talk about it. I'm like, oh, because she found, yeah, because yeah, he had sex.
He banged.
But he feels bad about it.
He shouldn't feel bad. Well, it was consensual sex between adults, humanoids.
Yeah.
Then man, go for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they go to this party, and then they...
And she's the guy that was harassing her earlier is like, hey, you want to dance? And she's like, nope, I'm going to dance with you. So she's going to dance with Silver Surfer, and they kind of get a little close.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like, oh, dancing with you isn't bad. Maybe we should have the surfer sex.
Surfer sex?
I'm assuming it's... fucking on the surfboard.
Yeah.
Kind of like in that movie how there were people fucking on the diving board and then they got horribly killed.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the two people were fucking on a diving board.
That can't be comfortable, right?
I mean, if you both could fit on the diving board, okay.
Well, I mean, yeah.
But you can't really move. You're basically just...
I mean, it was just missionary with those
people. Yeah, you're just doing missionary. You're
not
really...
But don't you think, like, if you didn't put a towel down, wouldn't that be like... ouch? Because it's like, it's got like, usually diving boards have that like weird texture.
With fiberglass, I think.
Well, yeah, but it's not completely smooth, so you don't fall. It's got like a bumpy texture on it.
Yeah.
That would hurt your ass and your back.
No, and your head, back of your head.
Yeah.
That'd be uncomfortable.
It would be really uncomfortable.
I mean, you definitely need a towel.
You'd have to, right? Because you'd have to. Anyway, I'm assuming on the silver surfboard, though, you might not need a towel.
Silver towel?
The silver towel.
The silver towel. To me, my towel.
I'm sure he has a special silver towel.
He's got silver.
He's like, this silver, is the towel.
He's got silver tissues when he's doing the silver wank.
Why are we talking about this?
I don't know, because this is a dumb book.
Oh, this is a stupid book. So they're dancing, and then that guy comes up again to try to cut in, and now it's time to fight.
Yeah, and they start fighting, and this pirate guy is like, get him and fret him, but watch out, he's guard hard.
I don't know what that means.
I think it's just speaking pirates. Yar, sure. Ladies. So they don't want to, like, use their powers, though.
No, but then they just start punching.
They start punching, and they have,
and
like a,
yeah, we're going to have, like, a sexy, fun fight together.
They have sexy fighting.
And then some, like, red goop? What is that? It's just like a red blob. I can't really tell what it is.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. It's like goop that has legs.
Yeah, it's like a goop table.
Yeah, it, like, imprisons her and everybody else, so Surfer gets caught by a lizard man.
Yeah, I think this is Reptil.
Sure.
This is, because he's mad. He's like, he goes, I do hate humanoids and what classic specimens these are. And so, yeah, he ended up in this, he went after them in the coal sack, and now he's, him and his girl are messed up.
Yep, and they're caught. And that's the end of the book.
And that's how it ends.
Yeah.
We don't know anything else happens.
Nope.
That's it. And, I don't even know what happens next month. They don't really tell you.
They don't even have, like, next month, whatever.
Like, next month, the surfer dresses up as a baker.
a police officer baker.
Police officer baker. Chef Boyardee says, stop, that bread is a crime. I don't know. To me, my oven. So, and that's it. And then we get the letters page, and it's called Bulletin Board, and I don't like it.
It's all right.
I think they fix it at some point, because this is, early on the run.
It's not terrible.
That's it for Silver Surfer. Would you read the next book?
I probably would. I don't know if I would go out of my way to find it, but if I found it, I'd read it.
I feel like this is this run of Surfer. Surfer's always intrigued me.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
Because I like him. I like cosmic stuff, as you know. So,
yeah.
I'm kind of a fan, and I feel like I'm gonna have to dig in at some, once I get my shit together with the ordering of the comics.
Yeah,
that I keep talking about, that I've been talking about for months. One of these days, you're gonna hear about it.
What, that we got our shit together?
Yeah, maybe this month.
It's gonna be Thanksgiving.
Month. Yeah,
because I got a lot of shit to do
this month. Technically, this month.
Oh shit, it's already November. How?
I don't know. I don't like it. So that's it for this week's show. Thank you for listening. You can find myself on Twitter and Instagram at Angry Hero Sean. That's SHAWN.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram, jenstansfield.tumblr.com and jenstansfield.wordpress.com. Find us on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever. Email us, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And of course, go to Apple Podcasts and please rate and review and subscribe and tell a friend. Give us 5 stars if you think we deserve it. And we would really appreciate that. So thanks for listening, folks. And we'll talk to you again next time.
Bye.